You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
But right now we're talking about something very exciting on BFM Breakfast. It is the return of an excellent, amazing series of performances happening in Tamaki Makaurau. It's the Auckland Live Cabaret season, and on the line to have a chat about it, we've got wonderful local drag king Hugo Girl, who is going to be not only, I guess, the spokesperson for this amazing cabaret season, but bringing a very special show, Naked Boys Reading, to us as well. Kia ora, Hugo, how are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm great, thank you. How are you doing, darling?
Good. I'm very excited to chat about this. It feels like, you know, live entertainment is really returning to the city with a lot of sort of glitz and glamour at this time of the year. What is exciting for you about the return of the cabaret season?
Oh my goodness. I'm so excited. It's gay Christmas. Like, Auckland Live Cabaret season is just beautiful. The Civic really, like, comes alive. I'm excited just to be there. I'm excited to be in a dressing room and working gigs with some of the most talented and beautiful and ostentatious people around. And also excited to see some stuff. I think,
yeah,
picking top shows is like picking your favourite children, which is very difficult, but you always know. I think Fever is probably my sumptuous, beautiful cabaret with amazing cultural roots. Go and see it. It's been an absolute smash in the past. We've also got like ye old Keita and Anita, local legends.
Excellent.
Doing a little cabaret. Very nice. See, I'm just talking about my favorite stuff. There's so much on the lineup.
It's a huge lineup. It is
enormous.
It's kind of, yeah, one of those things where I think you need to sort of sit down, you need to look at it, and you need to get some friends together and work out where you're going to be at what time, because there's so much going on.
You can do that, or you can just turn up.
Yes.
Because there's so much happening all the time and it's free. Like, that's my favourite thing, is to get off shift this week and then just to wander around the Civic, because there's all sorts of installations and weird little sparkly people you can interact with. There's music, there's the secret piano bar, and all of those things are free.
And I think it's such a special place to have it at the Civic, because it's so grand, it's so incredible. It's like walking into a place out of time going in there. And you're using not only the Civic main stage, but the Winter Garden and, as you've said, the secret piano bar, amongst a few other spaces as well. It is really going to be a hugely glamorous evening. I want to hear about your show, though. Tell us a wee bit about Naked Boys. What's going on, Hugo?
Sure. Well, speaking of being in a very prestigious space, it's a lot of fun to do a show called Naked Boys Reading in the Civic. It feels very sacrilegious somehow. The show is exactly what it sounds like. It is Naked Boys Reading. We have an incredible cast that are not just pretty faces, they're very clever, and they will be completely naked reading literature aloud on stage. It's more like a very silly talk show.
I love that.
You know, we have a lot of laughs, and we read some things that are very funny as well as things that are smart and provoking. It's a show that makes you smarter and it makes you love yourself. It's the strangest thing. It's about normalizing the naked body and celebrating it.
Where did the idea for this show come from? Because it feels like kind of inspired, but where did that sort of first take shape for you?
Sure. So I have actually been running naked reading shows in Aotearoa for maybe like 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not an original concept. It's the concept of naked girls reading comes from burlesque scene in Chicago maybe like 15 years ago. So usually we do naked girls reading. And last year we had the honor of doing naked girls reading for Auckland Live Cabaret. And this time around they were like, have you ever done Naked Boys?
And have I'm you like, any Naked Boys for us?
Yes, yes. Could you possibly provide? And I was like, we have provided before and I would love to provide again. So we talk about masculinity in the Naked Boys shows, which is just divine. Like being able to talk about the ways patriarchy Sorry, I was about to swear. Oh dear, screws up men. And and just like some really great personal stories. These casts. So we've got Emmanuel Renault, Enrique Bayro, and Bodie Reese, and all of them are just like stunningly hot and just stunningly smart, and have amazing stories to share about like their bodies, their histories with masculinity. Mm. Do come along if you want a laugh, a bit of a perv, and also a bit of an really, it's an education. It's a show that does it all.
It's one of those things where, people who've been to them before always are like, I laughed, and then I also felt very moved a lot of the time. There is something quite amazingly vulnerable about seeing people read in the nude, you know?
Absolutely. I think the bit that moves me the most is seeing people talk, like, as themselves.
Yeah.
Just have a yarn about who they are while being completely unclothed. There's something about it which is just really normalizing, and like it makes me feel normal in my own body and less hypercritical of myself. It's really empowering.
Totally. It's going to be, I think, a generally empowering couple of nights. It's running from the 14th till the 25th of September, and there's so much good stuff that I think, as you said, just wander down and have a look, but also go read about some of these cool things as well, because there's incredible things going on. Hugo Girl, thank you for chatting with us about the Auckland Live Cabaret season. I'm very excited to see this all take place at the glorious Civic Theatre just around the corner. Kicking off tomorrow, basically. Are you excited to get stuck into it?
I am beyond excited. I am livid. I am frothing at multiple orifices. I will see you there.
See you there. Thank you so much.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.